USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. It remains unclear who the source is of the New York Times op-ed piece slamming President Trump. So far, more than 30 people have come forward to say they were not a part of it, including Vice President Mike Pence, the First Lady, and the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. On Capitol Hill, day three of the Kavanaugh hearings.
Day three of the Senate confirmation hearings for Judge Brett Kavanaugh continue. The day began by Cory Booker misleading the public by saying that he was releasing confidential information when, in fact, that information was released earlier that morning. Judge Kavanaugh was asked what the most difficult case for him to work on is, previous decisions he's made in the D.C. Circuit Court.
I think what Justice Kennedy used to say in response to that question, that something always comes into my head when he was always asked, what's the hardest case, what's the most difficult case, he'd always say, the one I'm working on right now.
That's USA Radio's Tim Berg. This is USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
President Trump holding a Make America Great Again rally in Billings, Montana. The White House announcing the president will visit the crash scene and memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania this 9/11. Tuesday marks 17 years since radical Islamic terrorists hijacked airplanes and flew them into the Twin Towers in New York City and the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. More than 3,000 people killed, many still sick, and some passing away from the toxins they inhaled that day. Actor Burt Reynolds has died. He was 82 years old.
We gave it our best shot. I don't like us any more than you do, but we ain't gonna make it, son.
The cause of death, cardiac arrest at a hospital in Florida. He was a star. Reynolds' breakout role in the 70s in the movie Deliverance.
We can get out of this thing without any questions asked. We get connected up with that body and the law. This thing's going to be hanging over us the rest of our lives.
Reynolds also in Smokey and the Bandit, and he was nominated for an Oscar for his role in Boogie Nights back in 1997. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Alex Jones in the news as he crashes a news conference on Capitol Hill where Florida Senator Republican Marco Rubio is speaking, and it's all caught on camera. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
TV cameras rolling outside a Capitol Hill social media hearing on Wednesday when Alex Jones crashed Marco Rubio's news conference. The InfoWars founder patting Rubio on the shoulder and calling him little frat boy. The senator's response?
I'm asking you not to touch me.
Well, sure, I'll just pat you nicely.
I know, but I don't want to be... I don't know you, man. I don't know who you are.
It's not just
you're not
going to
get arrested,
amendment.
Man. You're not going to get arrested. I'll take care of myself.
Oh, he'll beat me up.
I didn't say that.
Recently, Facebook, Google, and Apple have taken steps to remove Jones from their platforms. He claims he's being censored. I'm Chris Barnes.
A tense situation as personnel from the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, among emergency responders who board a quarantine plane after it landed at Kennedy Airport in New York. USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
When Emirates Flight 203 landed following a 14-hour flight from Dubai, it was sequestered on the tarmac. 520 people were on board, and initially the CDC put out a statement saying as many as 100 people were sick. A total of 10 crew members and passengers were taken to Jamaica Hospital in Queens. 9 others showed symptoms, but they refused medical treatment. The rest were allowed to disembark and go on to their final destinations.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.